Here's the truth about AI. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/UK/AI for people.
Get ready for a game changer. Adobe Express is the quick and easy app that makes creating content for your business easier than ever. From engaging presentations to eye-catching animations and social posts, your teams can produce work that's on brand and on time every time. Transform your ideas into standout content with time-saving generative AI features that are designed to be safe for commercial use. No headaches, just results. Curious to learn more? Head to adobe.com/express.
Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Entrepreneur Weekly. Once again, I am still in Utah. I know, at the SheTech event put on by the Woman Tech Council and my friend Sydney Tetro. I'm blown away. This is my third show, three in a row, and everybody I've interviewed, it's like there is a wholesome nature about what's going on here. 3,500 high school girls, 9th grade through 12th grade, not knowing what the future holds for them, but after they leave here, they're going to have a better grasp on that. STEM, technology, opportunity. You know, I think that young girls... You know what? It must be lunchtime. Young girls, they're ringing the bell, don't often have opportunity right in their face. Like, you know, I mean, guys, you know, plumbers, electricians, and carpenters, and bricklayers, and there's anything and everything, working on cars, working on this, working on that. But technology is like perfect for the young gals. It's perfect. They seem to be good at it. It's a natural. So joining us right now is Ryan Starks. I interviewed your brother the other day, who's, the dude's a rock star.
He is a rock star.
He was, what was he? Hold on, I'll find it. At Utah Aerospace and Defense? Come on. I mean, wow. And you said there's five brothers?
Five brothers. This and I'm right in the middle.
That's unbelievable. I'm a middle kid. You are with the Governor's Office for Economic Opportunity.
That's correct.
What kind of opportunity? Because maybe I'm looking for a job. I know, I'm joking. I'm happy with Entrepreneur. But so let's talk about this event. Are you guys involved with it in any way?
Yeah, we support different industries throughout Utah. And that's really the fabric of our strong economy is industries that grow, that have access to talent. We rank the number one economy in the United States. We have the best economic outlook for 17 years in a row.
Actually, are you
now
serious?
18 years in a row.
Wow, good for you.
And we were listed as the best place to start a business by U.S. News and World Report. And so the accolades keep coming. Utah's a really special state. Our economy's strong. But what makes it strong is the people. And people like Sid Tetro, who put together events like SheTech, where we're building up the next generation of leaders and providing that training and capacity. And so it's a wonderful day in Utah.
Okay, so let's talk about these young girls. I mean, 14, 15, 16, 17. I mean, there may be an 18-year-old that started school, but there's young and there's early and there's late. That's like a pretty early stage of things. And here is Aerospace, your brother. Mm-hmm. Here is the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. Here is the Utah Innovation Fund. Here's another fund and a fund and a fund. And if you would have told me you got to come to this event for these young girls in high school, and I would have gone, nah,
yeah,
that's a little too early. But it's not, is it?
It's not. And, you know, I think that's what makes Utah so unique is we have this chip on our shoulder. We want to innovate. We want to do amazing things. And it's starting earlier and earlier. But this next generation of youth, these young women included, they're just spectacular. They're hungry to learn, eager to engage. And I think Utah's providing opportunities for these girls to be able to step up and make a difference.
Are you here mentoring? Are you part of a group? Are you showing something? Are you what are you doing at the event here?
Yeah, so in addition to joining you, I'm just getting to know some of the students and kind of going booth to booth. So as a state, we focus on five key industries. So aerospace and defense is one, certainly. Tech is another one that's really important to us. And so we sponsor these types of events. This is a win for us. As we talk about all the many companies in Utah that are growing, one of the top concerns across the board is how do we access quality talent? And so we want to make sure that the people here have opportunities to, you know, the workforce. So,
and you and I are sitting here in our suits and ties, and the squeaky toy is going around. To me, it is just, it's, again, I've said it, and I guess my word will now be wholesome. There's something good about it. It's kind of a lost art of bringing, you know, it used to be bring your kids to work, right?
Right.
And or bring your parents to school. Mm-hmm. And those are things that are kind of like, you know, you don't see that much anymore.
You really don't.
This is kind of bring your kids to work that they may be your boss someday.
I think it's not a question of if, but when.
Yeah, right. So what does the government's Office of Economic Opportunity actually, you know, how do you interact with the world?
Right. So we have three focus areas. The first is business recruitment and expansion. So we work with Utah companies that are looking to expand and create high-quality jobs for the state. And we work directly with those ecosystems of those targeted industries that I had mentioned to make sure that they have access to grants or to incentives or to workforce.
Good.
We help with real estate. We just kind of connect the dots.
Gotcha.
We see a lot of companies from outside of the state of Utah that are interested in expanding because of what's going on here. In fact, later today, I have a call with a big company looking to invest billions of dollars into the state.
Nice.
The second track that we have is business services. How do we create an ecosystem of entrepreneurship and innovation? So we work closely with the Innovation Fund. We work closely with our universities.
He's coming up next, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. There's a little teaser for you. And then we have a number of different business services that can support companies as they're looking to scale and grow. And the third and final pillar is tourism and film. So tourists come to Utah. They visit our state parks and our national parks. And on average, it saves about $1,200 per household in tax relief because of the investments that these tourists make.
That's awesome. Well, the website, if you're interested, if you're one of those companies that wants to invest billions of dollars into the area here in Utah, business.utah.gov, and you might be able to talk to Ryan Starks, your own self. Ryan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll take a short break and be right back with more here from SheTech in Sandy, Utah.
Song came and went like the time.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, real quickly here, my friend John Bradshaw, who's been standing over here, taking photographs, smiling, offering me water and everything else, talking about podcasts. He has one of his own, Venture Capital Podcast, one of the top 5%.
Top 5%, according to Listen Notes.
And also has a .com, codebase.com. What is codebase.com?
We do software development, particularly for enterprise SaaS applications.
See how excited they are about you? Look at that.
I think they're excited to be here at the event.
Anyway, what draws you to this event, John?
I'm a big believer of creating a world that I want my nieces to run in. I have 9 nieces. I grew up with 3 sisters.
Wow.
And I feel like the traditional roles we should expand beyond, or at least people should have the opportunity to choose. And I think it's very important to see those at an early age. I think the example of why I like the Women Tech Council, and I look at myself as an adult, I wish I played the piano. But growing up, I had no male influence. of people who play the piano. So I saw this as this is something that women do and guys don't do.
Mm.
Now that I'm older, I realize that's not the case. And if I had seen...
Your perception was your reality.
Right. So I think with all these women and my nieces and whatnot, I want them to know there are other opportunities beyond the traditional roles.
Right. Cultural. And it's funny to watch for me. I don't know why. Maybe because I was born in 1960. Things have changed so many times. It's like the pendulum swings back and forth and back and forth. But I have a feeling we're swinging to a good one right now.
Mm-hmm.
This whole DEI thing really caused a riff within the world, the genders and all the rest. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll have some freedom from that with this new administration. And it's, of course, too early to know. But I love what this is doing for our young ladies, you mm-hmm. might say. And hearing from you and others that I've been interviewing, it just makes me feel proud that we as human beings care about each other enough to go out of our way and put together there's 1,000 experts here.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that? It's 3,000 young girls, so it's 3 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Normally it's 30 to 1 or 300 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking 3 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely amazing. So tell us about I keep trying to make sure the world says we need more of this.
We do need more of it.
No question.
One of my things real fast, whenever I hang out with my nieces, I always wear my Women Tech Council sweater just because I'm trying to plant little seeds that there are other career opportunities they can consider.
That's awesome. Codebase.com, what is that? You got about 30 seconds.
We do software development. We focus on a lot of enterprise applications. We work with a lot of venture-backed companies that have raised $5 million or more.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do staff augmentation or development projects that we bid out.
I wanted to get you on. You've been more than gracious. This is the second year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you.
Hopefully we're doing it again next year.
You know what? I'm in.
All right.
I raise my hand.
Will you shake on that?
Absolutely. I shook his hand. All right. Thank you, John. John Bradshaw, Codebase.com. And you can check out his podcast, Venture Capital.
Yep. Or go to www.vc.fm.
There you go. We'll be right back with more here at the SheTech. You can hear it going on in the background. Be right back.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka.
I can't stop this.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor. Today, once again, I got a lot of interviews while I was in Sandy, Utah at the SheTech event put on by the Woman Tech Council and my friend Sydney Tetro. We're in the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, Utah. There are 3,500 high school age girls, 9th grade through 12th grade, and about 1,000 professionals here to mentor them and show them opportunities in STEM, in technology. I think it's brilliant. I would come to every one of these and interview people. I want to know, why are some of these companies here? We've got technology companies. There's a bottling company, Coca-Cola. There's car dealerships. There's a little bit of everything, even aerospace, because they want these young girls that are going to be moving into the tech space, and they want them to be excited as they go into their future. And so I think it's great. And our first guest is Jerry Henley from the Utah Innovation Fund, formerly of Sorensen Capital. We interviewed the CEO on the last show. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
So the CEO of the company that you were formerly with was on, and you had nice things to say. You said he's a brilliant guy, and I remember him, good guy. And I thought, I love seeing these funds, these tech, not just... We are like probably a tech funding company, right?
Yes.
Invest in tech. But these are venture capital firms here for high school girls. Where do you see that in this world?
Well, we do see them as the future. We want more Sid Tetros and Tara Rosenders.
Yeah.
And if we can get more of them, the world is a better place, especially Utah.
I'll agree with that. So tell us about the Utah Innovation Fund.
Yeah, we are a fund that's a $30 million fund set up by the state of Utah to invest in startups coming out of universities based in Utah.
Gotcha.
And so that's what we do, is we look at every type of new startup that comes out of universities or associated with universities, and we look at them and then try to invest in those companies, about $250,000 per investment.
That is fantastic. Utah's just got their game going on, I'm telling you.
It is. Our state really has funded this type of thing, and we want the entrepreneurship. Matter of fact, we're building Convergence Hall at the point of the mountain it's a 225,000 square foot innovation center. It's actually an innovation campus where we'll have housing for college students to be able to come in with their startups and be able to house over 300 startups within the state of Utah within one building.
I love what I'm hearing here.
Pretty exciting.
I came to Utah about, I don't know, maybe 8-9 years ago. I was doing an event with Microsoft at the time for National Entrepreneurship Week. And we interviewed a bunch of different Utah-based startup companies. And I feel like I have family here. These people, there's something about the air up here. It's cleaner. I don't know. You can think clear. You have clarity. And now you have Silicon Slopes, this whole... how do I say this? I don't want to get myself in trouble. I have a big mouth. But the Silicon Valley thing wasn't as clean, it seems, as the Silicon Slopes thing is. I'm dancing and walking on razor's edge. The people, the energy, the fact that you're working with young girls like this, it's just good. It's just got a good feeling about it. I got to tell you.
We do recognize our future developers of starting businesses are in this room right now.
Yeah.
And we need to get more of them involved with what we're doing. You just look at inside Utah Innovation Fund. Jeff Moss, who is our director and executive director, manages this. We have six of us, and four of them are women, and they drive what we do. And we recognize that.
I love it. I don't see the element of greed that I've seen so many times in my 65 years of life and dealing with these kinds of situations. There's just something very wholesome about all of this. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say out of all this.
You know, I think you're exactly right, Alan. We look at it as a theory of abundance instead of scarcity.
Yeah.
And we feel like if everybody works together, we all win.
Mm.
And that's really what we're trying to do. And I've worked at a few different universities, BYU and UVU, and I've been on the board of Utah State and quite a few of the others, University of Utah and their tech transfers. And you look at the life and the excitement in these students, and that's really what our innovation fund has been set up for.
Mm-hmm.
And we want the collaboration of all the universities in one place, and that's what we're doing at Convergence Hall.
How can people find out more about Convergence Hall and the Utah Innovation Fund?
You know, you can probably, it's the Utah Innovation Fund. You can look that up, and then you can also just Google Convergence Hall, or if they want to just reach out to us at Utah Innovation Fund, we'd be happy to do it and share with them what we're doing. We really are excited, and we're just so thankful for the legislature and doing this for the state, because we recognize this is going to be a legacy for the next 50 years for what we're doing here.
That's great. Jerry Henley, thank you. I applaud you and the state of Utah for what you're doing for these young people and our world.
Well, thank you again for allowing me to be here and just to see the excitement with these girls in here. This is pretty fun, isn't it, Alan?
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. All right, we'll take a break. Stay with us. Hi, it's Alan Taylor from Entrepreneur Weekly. Child sexual exploitation is an unimaginable crime that continues to invade our communities and homes. The National Children's Alliance reports that almost 700,000 children are abused in the U.S. each year, with 65% of child abuse cases involving sexual exploitation. The Maloof Foundation exists to confront this crime by providing education, promoting healing, and ensuring justice for survivors. But making a difference can't be done alone. To create the greatest impact, they're going to need your help and mine. Do like I did and join the Maloof Foundation in their efforts to confront child sexual exploitation and learn how you can preserve a child's right to freedom, hope, justice, and dignity. I just want to repeat this one last time. The National Children's Alliance reports almost 700,000 children are abused in the U.S. each year. You can help. Let's do it together at MaloofFoundation.org. That's M-A-L-O-U-F Foundation.org.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again. Alan Taylor here at the SheTech event. It's a conference of sorts. The Women Tech Council here in Utah puts it on, and wow, I'm speechless.
I love it.
Honestly, it's like I don't even know where to go with the questioning, because you would think there would be, you know, yes, some involvement, but the local community, and yes, you would have companies and organizations that would want to support it. It's, you know, it's high school level. There's a lot of kids here, 3,500. But holy mackerel, the support of this. There's 1,000 professionals and mentors here. Kat Kennedy joining us from the Kickstart Fund, a venture capital firm. What are you guys doing here? And what do you think about it?
The energy is my favorite event of the year.
Really?
I love this.
And you guys are event capital here in Utah.
Yes, we do love our events.
Oh, my God.
We love our events. We love our awards.
Look at these two little cute girls.
Right?
Right? I mean, these are just little young girls that are being opened up to the opportunity of a lifetime. I'm blown away. I feel so ripped off by my youth that we didn't have anything like this at all.
Oh, it's so cool. And not only do they get to hear from these companies, they get to get their hands dirty and do stuff at this event. So they get to play with computer science and, you know, do some Hello World apps. There are hardware things that they can build. So they're getting exposed, not just someone speaking at them, but they get to build.
Yeah.
So, you know, STEM, such an amazing thing, and just getting them exposure to all of the different aspects of STEM so that they can see themselves not just doing it today, but hopefully doing it in the future as well.
The little girl that I pointed that ran by, she couldn't have weighed 80 pounds.
Teeny.
Just a tiny little sparrow of a person.
Yeah, probably not even a teen yet.
You know? And I'm looking at this going, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And it makes my heart, there's a word, a Yiddish word, nachas, which is a warmth of the heart.
Mm.
And it's just so good and wholesome. And I'm just so happy for these young people, but happy for you folks.
Yeah.
Here you are. You're a venture capital firm.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the 15th one I've talked to here.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing here?
Can't throw a stone without hitting a VC in
Utah.
I know.
It's amazing. Give me your take on it.
I think you see the heart of it here at this event.
Yeah.
People showing up for each other, centered on creation, centered on making a difference.
Yeah.
So entrepreneurship really is at the heart of Utah in general. And you'll see it showcase itself in a million different ways. But why are there so many VCs? There's a lot of entrepreneurs.
Yes, you are. There's another. Look, is that maybe the same one? I don't know. These little itty bitty little sparrow girls walking by. You can just see their wings are just starting to sprout, you know, the feathers.
Yeah, you can see that their minds are spinning in a way that they didn't before.
Like, oh, totally.
The excitement really is
I wish she could have been a part of this.
Bring her next year.
Ah, she's got three kids now.
She can still come.
I'll bring my granddaughter.
Yeah, bring the granddaughters.
But you're right. So I want to tell you this story because as a man in a man's world, I had three boys and one girl. And it was easy for me to put my boys on the backhoe with me while I was digging.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the bulldozer while you're pushing dirt and drive cars out in the field and help with the cows. And my daughter, she was that little sparrow.
Yeah.
And so when I started working in media and doing all this kind of stuff, I started working around a lot of celebrities and things. And the same way that when you sat down, they said, let us take your picture. At a certain point, the photographer was gone, and my daughter was holding the camera for her, and I said, Rebecca, take our picture. She goes, I don't know what I'm doing. And I went, oh my gosh, the photographer can teach her. It's not difficult.
Yeah.
So she did. She taught my daughter how to take a few pictures, and she kind of had fun with it.
That's awesome.
So from that sprouted her learning how to do videography. And then I'm going to these events, and she's 15 years old, where she shouldn't be with all the adults. She's at trade shows where you have to be 18 to get in, but they made a special occasion for me. And she started doing videos and learning how to do more and more. And then when it finally came down to where she thought, I want to do photography for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to be an FBI agent. That's what she wanted to do. Yes. And I was worried about that because I didn't want that.
That's very niche. I love her already.
She is got a brain on her. But so she started a photography company. And I was telling one of the other guys about this earlier. When she got married, she was making more money in her own company doing photography than he was making working for me. She stopped working for me, and she would do a favor and come work with me every now and then. But there's famous people that use the photograph she took as the photograph when they write their book. She gets photo credit for it because she took it.
That's incredible.
She had an eye for it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has their talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of young girls have been overlooked in that way. And that's why this is so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Because guys, I mean, it's a man's world. It has been for so long. But that is all changing. And it doesn't need to be a forced change. No. It needs to be an opportunistic change.
Yeah.
Because you give them the opportunity, they will take it. Don't you agree?
I do agree. And that's what's so special about this.
Totally.
And I love the story of your daughter. You gave her the opportunity to get her hands dirty.
Yeah.
To try and to fail and to evolve from those failures. And that's really what this is about. And I think about entrepreneurship broadly. It's about learning by doing.
Yep.
Getting your hands dirty. Evolving from the minor and major failure. And, you know, risk is something, you know, as you say, it's a man's world. I think it's safer for men to take risk.
For some reason, that's true, but I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
It's
but
funny.
I think, you know, if we can create more environments where women can take risk and they can learn by just getting in there.
I have 62 rentals, commercial real estate, and I have a lot of women that take opportunistic risks in their entrepreneur, you know, journey. And just yesterday, before I came here, I have these gals that are renting this place to do a yoga business, and one is an interior designer, and the other one is the yoga business. And I love the energy. There is something supernatural about the female entrepreneur energy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
We love to create.
Yeah.
You know, we love to create. And I have three daughters, a 13, a 10, and a 2. And they're all very unique individuals, but common across all of them is that from the time they were small, they would create. And the way that creation manifested, very different for each of them.
Yeah.
But I think, how can we empower that creativity in all of the forms that it takes? To me, that's the magic of this event. It's just the magic of the world broadly.
Mm-hmm.
Why I love venture capital is you get to seed that act of creation and empower people
to
build.
In our journeys, I'm in my 65th year. I was born in 1960. And in the journey of our lives, we finally, at a certain point, become more spiritual.
Mm.
You know? And I realized something about creating. Is that we're created in God's image, and He's a creator. And we're just little mini creators, and that's why it's so natural for us to want to create.
Yeah.
And so I do believe that there is a just this warmth of the heart thing when we're creating and we're doing what God's gift is to us, whatever that may be.
I agree.
So
yeah.
All right. So tell us about the website, Kickstart Fund.
Kickstartfund.com.
Okay.
Yes.
So glad you guys are here.
I'm very glad we're here too.
Glad
I joined 3 years ago. It was founded long before I was able to join. It was founded in 08, before the financial crisis. But in the midst of fundraising for that first fund, the financial crisis hit. So the first fund in 08 was $4 million, eventually became $8 million. And now we're deploying out of our sixth fund. It's $175
million. Nice.
We deploy that capital here in the Mountain West.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And the goal of it really is seeding entrepreneurship at its earliest stages. So we're a pre-seed and seed fund. Mostly software, but we'll go outside of that on the rare occasion. And the goal of it is just find great founders, building here in the Mountain West, and empower them to create an idea that they want to bring into the world. And we're a partner from the earliest days. And well, yeah, I'm very glad if that they started
If she just called you out, go to kickstartfund.com and...
yeah, I want to hear about what you're building.
There you go. Kat Kennedy, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take another break and another segment from SheTech. Be right back. All right, welcome back. A new guest here today, McKay Christensen, CEO of Thanksgiving Point. I told McKay, I said, I've been to your restaurant. Had no idea what it was the front for. A sinister plan to help kids.
Exactly.
Welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having
me. So my friend that is local here to this area, his name is Randy Garn. A lot of people have heard him on this show many times. Took me to dinner at one of the restaurants that are there. But I had no idea, McKay, that this was, it was kind of the front.
It is.
Well, you tell that story that you just real quick in the commercial break told me.
Well, the mission of Thanksgiving Point is to give kids confidence in themselves and in STEM. And we have science centers, places for children's programming, and we do hundreds of daily shows and programs each week. Children come to those programs, to our science centers, to gain this confidence in themselves and in the topics of STEM. What most people don't realize is that in the state of Utah, STEM jobs pay 84% more than non-STEM jobs.
Wow.
So almost double.
So we're talking STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math.
That is correct.
Okay.
And in Utah also, kids from high-income homes, 31% of them go on to work in STEM jobs. But kids from low-income homes, only 7% go on to work in STEM jobs.
Wow.
So there's this incredible disparity between low-income households and high-income households, and that perpetuates itself because only the high-income kids qualify for those higher-paying jobs. So our focus and mission is to help those disadvantaged kids in particular, but all kids, but in particular those, to be able to gain this confidence in themselves in STEM. So any child whose parents run WIC or SNAP benefits, for example, come to any of our science centers, programs, anything for free.
Ugh.
And we do hundreds of thousands of field trips, visits, programs, events tailored at building confidence in STEM.
This is beautiful. It's called Thanksgiving Point. Tell us the name.
The name originated 30 years ago when Alan and Karen Ashton, Alan who came from tech, who founded WordPerfect.
Oh.
Founded WordPerfect.
Okay.
And when he cashed out of WordPerfect, sold it, he took a large portion of those funds, gave them to his wife as a Valentine's gift, and bought 900 acres right there in the middle between Utah County and Salt Lake County in Utah, and founded Thanksgiving Point as a gathering place, a community-owned, led foundation, 501c3, for the community.
I love this. It's got for-profit businesses there so that it'll support this nonprofit organization.
Our large events, restaurants, and other things are there for one purpose and to fulfill our mission.
And I went to dinner one time, and my friend says, we're going to go to Thanksgiving Point. You won't believe this place. And when I went in this restaurant, I thought, this is great. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I had no idea that I was like right at the front door of something that was truly great, truly beautiful. So you're now here at SheTech.
Yes.
You support this, I take it.
We do. We've partnered with SheTech, and many SheTech girls will do internships at Thanksgiving Point.
Nice.
Because we're STEM-oriented, it's a logical fit for those SheTech interns to gain experience by participating in STEM-based, tech-based programs.
Mm. Wonderful. Just wonderful. Again, but the name, Thanksgiving Point.
Yeah, it really is because the Ashtons were grateful for where they stood in life and wanted to give back.
Isn't that sweet?
You know, one of the things that we have learned over the past few years through a lot of research is that kids by the fifth grade have made up their mind whether they're good at math or science.
Or maybe whether they're good or not so good.
Agree with that too.
Yeah.
There was this incredible study that started in 1997-98 by the National Education Statistics Foundation, and they followed kindergartners, large groups, 10,000 at a time, from kindergarten to adulthood, studied what caused them to make choices in what they studied or eventually worked. They found one of the key statistics, predicting factors, was their confidence in the fifth grade on math and science.
Oh, wow.
No confidence, they didn't go on to work in math or science. Had confidence, they went on to work in math or science.
Unreal.
So getting children early, like we're trying to do at Thanksgiving Point, is key.
And at SheTech.
And at
SheTech. God bless America, right? Well, McKay, thank you so much. Thank you for keeping Thanksgiving Point alive and continuing on and for being a part of our show today. This, to me, is part of the wholesome, beautiful, just goodness that this whole SheTech event is doing, and you're part of it.
It's an incredible organization, SheTech. They do amazing things. 3,000 girls here today who participate in this life-changing program. We're just happy to be a part of it.
Yep, and as am I. All right, we'll take another break, and one more second. Be right back. Stay with us. Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Okay, last segment of the show with my friend Tara Rosander, and she is with SheTech and the Woman Tech Council. Well done, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very well done. Another amazing event coming to an end here. Was there 3,000 or was more than 3,000 young girls?
I believe we were a little over.
Yeah, the place was amazingly packed. The quality of people that you guys were able to bring to the radio show here, off the hook. So I'll tell you what I've come to the conclusion, is that there is something incredibly wholesome and good about this whole event.
Yes.
You see the little girls going by that are, some of them, you know, I said this one girl, she couldn't have weighed 80 pounds. She was just a little sparrow of a girl. And she was so excited, and she was, you know, there's like the little toys and things they give away afterwards, squeaking this little toy. And I go, look at this little girl. She's just a little sweet little girl, but she's got the whole world in front of her.
Yes.
This is opportunity. And it's all for me. This is what her mindset is. This is available to me. What must that do inside the heart and soul of a little girl?
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
I mean, this is what we do it for, right? Is to be able to provide opportunities for these girls and really expose them to all of the many facets that STEAM and STEM will provide in their lives. It will touch every part of their future careers and every part of their lives. And this SheTech provides them an opportunity to really immerse themselves in that and feel that creative energy that technology can provide for you and meet some incredible mentors. We could not do it without our mentors. We have over 1,000 industry people here.
I know, it's
volunteering, mentoring.
I was doing the math. It's 3-1.
Absolutely.
And they have like the better part of a day to get a little bit of time. It's like unreal.
I agree.
Yeah, I honestly, to me, this whole country should be doing these at least annually, but if not more often. You need to franchise this.
We've actually talked about that, and I hope to be able to
let me know if I can help in any way.
Oh, thank you.
I have low friends in high places, and I might know a janitor somewhere, you know.
yes. No, it would be an amazing program to have broadly distributed.
Is there any highlights you want to talk about that you just are like so proud of that you guys got this company or that company? Or, you know, because I look at some of these people that are here, like this gentleman from Thanksgiving Point over here. I thought it was, you know, just a cluster of restaurants.
And
it's
oh,
like,
no.
Oh, no. It's like, wow.
Yeah, so that's a really great one to mention. They just launched a SheTech program of interns inside of Thanksgiving Point as well.
Yeah.
It's a new program for us, and we are so excited to have them as a partner.
So you guys are looking for that.
We are, absolutely. These girls.
What do they call that? Let's just see. Oh, an apprentice program.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Something that is like almost gone from this world, you know?
I know.
I love it.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
So we are looking for any opportunity to be able to expose these girls in industry and help them to see what they can become.
Anything surprising happened today and over this event that makes you just kind of go, wow?
You know, when I first walked in here, 6:30 this morning, the place is empty, right? And you look at the work that you've done to get this program ready, and we were here late into the night yesterday, and it's kind of the calm before the storm, right? And then you see the buses show up and the girls start pulling up and they start coming in and they just keep coming in. And it's so exciting because, of course, you see them register and sign up and you know that they'll be here. But to actually see over 3,000 girls walking in and just flooding in and trying to find them spaces to sit and get excited, and the energy is palpable.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, so how long have you been involved with this, Tara?
So I've been involved in Women Tech Council for over a decade.
Oh, so you have been here.
I have.
Oh.
I have. And
any interesting stories of people that have, young gals that have gone on to get some jobs that you're like, she found that. She started the path towards that because of SheTech.
Absolutely. So I won't share names, but we had a girl who participated in our SheTech program ever since she was a freshman. She served on our student board, and then she went to college in a STEM-related degree to one of the local universities here. And we, as part of the student board, had her presenting on stage at one of our events. And when she was finished presenting, she had 5 job offers by the time she left the event.
Isn't that great?
And it was fantastic. It was just, in fact, she was here today. She works with Entrada, one of our wonderful partners.
Well, you know what's good about that? I got to tell you. And as we're wrapping up the show, it's, she owns that.
Yes, absolutely.
Her personality, her love that's in her heart for just life in general, and what you guys with the Women Tech Council and SheTech helped her to kind of light a lamp under her feet. Tara Rosander, you guys are the best. You and just all the entire team, thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. We'll see you guys next time for another edition of Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are 3 things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number 1, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number 2, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number 3, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.